Eternal poppycock. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. Nothing is more important for a Christian than to know he is eternally secure. And until and unless you are fully assured of this biblical truth, you will always have a doubt in your mind as to your acceptance by God and your final destination. This is no insignificant little doctrinal issue, but one of the most important matters that faces all believers today. Eternal security is not a case of let's all believe what we think or hope is the case. You believe what you want, and let's not rock the boat. This is a division by a sword. It is cutting to the joints and marrow of God's word. This significant issue is crucial to a believer's spiritual walk, for denial of our eternal security is a distortion of Scripture, a denial of God's plan of salvation, and it defames God's character. Understanding eternal security is crucial to healthy Christian living, for doubting this truth causes instability in a believer's life. Various verses are cited in an attempt to discredit this scriptural truth, but are inevitably taken out of context, thus wrongly dividing the word of truth. The harmony in Scripture on the issue of eternal security is truly beautiful to behold. But when salvation passages for the unbeliever are confused with those on growing in grace and spiritual maturity, confusion is inevitable. And when passages relating to Israel are confused with those directed to the church, unavoidable distortions result. Slight distortions about eternal security can have some serious repercussions. Prejudices on this issue can be summed up with words like legalism, distortion of the gospel of grace, carnality, and ignorance of dispensationalism. A believer may backslide due to carnality or choose to place themselves back under the law, but union with Christ is eternal. Fellowship with God may be blocked through sin, and Scripture may be misinterpreted due to incorrect teaching or a misunderstanding of dispensations. But a believer's union with Christ is eternally unbreakable. Every member of the Godhead planned, proclaimed, and promised the eternal salvation of the believer, as explained in Scripture. God's plan of salvation is good and perfect. It is pure and right. It is holy and eternal, and it glorifies God's name. Our eternal security was planned in eternity past and extends into eternity future. Some years ago, I became aware that certain born-again believers were living in fear that should they die when out of fellowship with God, they would be eternally damned. It is shocking to realize that incorrect biblical teaching can cause such distress for born-again believers. I was concerned to discover the root of this unfounded fear. I searched the Scriptures, assisted by an elderly pastor, and explored each controversial passage, and without exception, discovered them to be taken out of context. Indeed, when rightly divided, the beautiful truth of eternal security was gloriously upheld, for it is laid on the firm foundation of Christ and the unbreakable promises of God. When the Word of God is read literally, grammatically and contextually, the unfounded fears that result from wrong teaching prove themselves to be eternal poppycock, for our union with Christ is eternally secure. Jesus himself reassures his children, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand."